It's easy when God is trying to break you to let go of God.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about how tough it can get when the Lord has to break us to remake us.
God may use something physical to break through to the spiritual.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. It's not easy or fun to be a project in progress, but today Dr. Evans explains why it's worth it and how to hold on along the way. Let's join him.
In Genesis chapter 32, we have a breaking occurring in the life of the patriarch Jacob. Jacob has a name, and his name means trickster. Jacob's name fits his character. In the Bible, names matter. We name people because we like the name. In the Bible, names were given to explain the character. And so when you wanted to characterize something, you would name it based on the character that it would possess. Or you would change the name because they had a different character. So names are very important in the Bible. The crisis is that it looks like his brother has gotten tired of him and he's going to kill him. In chapter 32, verse 6, it says, "The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, 'We came to you from your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him.' Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people," it says, "into two camps, to try to make sure they didn't kill everybody. But he's scared. He's terrified. Because his trickery has finally caught up with him. And now his brother's coming with 400 men. It says in verse 9, the next thing he did was say, 'Oh God.' Isn't that what you do when you get scared enough? 'Oh God, Lord have mercy. Oh God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, oh Lord, who said to me, return to your company and to your relatives and I will prosper you. I'm unworthy of all the stuff you've done for me,'" verse 10. And then he makes his request in verse 11, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children. I am scared to death. My life is on the line now, and it's my fault. I've been doing this stuff all these years. It's the way I've been learning to live my life. And now this stuff is finally caught off on me, and I don't think I can make it." He's in a situation he can't fix. He's in a problem he can't solve. And the reason why is God is getting ready to break him. When God puts you in something you can't change, when he allows you to be in a certain situation that the doctors can't fix, the contacts can't fix, the medicine can't fix, the money can't fix, the relationships can't fix, your skill set can't fix, your education can't fix, when he puts your back up against that wall, he has begun the process of breaking. Verse 34. "Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak." He's got a problem. His brother's after him. He prays to God. After he prays to God, things get worse. After he's talked to God, somebody shows up at night and wrestles him. So he's already scared. Now he's scared and alone and attacked. After he prayed. Verse 25. "And when he," the stranger, saw that he, Jacob, had not prevailed against him. He touched the socket of his thigh, and the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated when he wrestled with him. It's easy when God is trying to break you to let go of God. It's easy when God is trying to strip you to say, I don't want it anymore. But Jacob said, you hurt me, but I'm still going to hold you. When God is stripping you, and you know he's stripping you when all options are gone, including your own strength, I am not going to let you go, verse 26, until, somebody say until, you bless me. Wait a minute now. All we know, the stranger doesn't have a name. This guy has come at night when I'm already scared. This man is wrestling with me. Now this man has dislocated me, and I've gone from trying to win a fight to trying to get a blessing. How do I move from fighting for my life to saying, bless me? Well, the only way you ask somebody to bless you is if you have the know they have the ability to do that. When the stranger dislocates his hip, because it doesn't happen till then. When his strength is gone, it dawns on Jacob, this is not a human match. It's a man, but it's not human. There's more to this battle than just the fight I'm in. I'm in the fight of my life, but there's more to this battle than the fight that I'm in. Something spiritual is occurring here. That's why he asked for a blessing. That's spiritual. So he recognizes, and he doesn't recognize it until the dislocation happens, that this is a spiritual. So here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to mistake the hand of God for the hand of man. See, because he's wrestling a man, but he's really dealing with God. If all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. God may use something physical to take you to a place that's spiritual. He may use something that you can see, touch, taste, smell, and hear when he's only invaded that to take you to a place that gets him to have your undivided attention. And if you try to push him off up here, he's going to touch something down there. And he will fight until you're hurt bad enough. He said, I am not going to let you go until you bless me. In football, you would say, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want an experience with God or a divine encounter? Or do you just want church? Or do you just want religion? Or do you just want spiritual activity? Or do you want an encounter with the living and true God showing up so you see him for yourself?
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with part two of this final message in his current teaching series, Divine Encounters. This brand new collection will give you new insights on how to take your relationship with God from something you know to something you experience. You'll learn how on-fire Christians get lit up in the first place and how they keep burning even during hard times. For the last time today, we're making this life-changing collection available on CD as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Better still, we'll send it to you along with Anthony Evans' just-released worship CD called Altered. It features some of the most popular songs in the modern church, along with soon-to-be-classic originals, including Hope is Alive and Fighting for Us. Take advantage of this special double offer before time runs out at the end of the day today. Visit TonyEvans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. I'll have our contact information for you again after part two of today's lesson and this message.
Too many of us want to throw in the towel before we've thrown up the prayers.
Dr. Tony Evans says Christians have a habit of underusing or overlooking our most valuable spiritual resource.
Grace is available, but only at the throne, and you can only approach the throne through prayer.
you can deepen your connection with the Lord through our in-depth course on Kingdom Prayer at the Tony Evans Training Center. You'll discover how God has wired the world to work by prayer and experience for yourself how it connects heaven with earth and time with eternity. You'll not only gain a new understanding and appreciation for prayer, you'll actually pray in transforming ways you've never experienced before. The course is intense, but you can work through it at your own pace and get all the help you need through our online forum. And, of course, there's custom content from Tony not available anywhere else. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today, tonyevans.org.
Verse 27. So he said to him, the man says to Jacob, "What is your name?" Okay, to follow this. "I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." Oh, you want a blessing? "What's your name?" Remember, naming in the Bible refers to your nature. "What's your name?" Translation, describe yourself to me. Are you willing to admit your name? Are you willing to acknowledge you are a deceiver? Because that's your name. Are you willing to acknowledge that you are a trickster? Are you willing to acknowledge you are a flawed person who has lived their lives using evil to get by? Because it's all wrapped up in your name. I want to know. You want a blessing. I want to know, are you willing to be honest about who you really are? Because see, it's easy to camouflage your reality. If you wear the right clothes, drive the right car, hang out in the right places, know the right people, have the right bank account, everybody else can think that your name is okay. But what God wants to know is, are you willing to fess up to who you really are when you're alone with him? When you're wrestling with him? What is your name? He says, "My name is Jacob. I'm the deceiver. I'm the deceiver. That's who I am. I'm laying it all out here. This is the real deal, God." Brokenness is pain with a purpose. If God wanted to kill him, he would have killed him. He wanted to break him. He just felt like he was dying. Verse 28. He says, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob." I'm going to change your name. Meaning, I'm going to change your character. "But your name will now be Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Ooh. You win. Because you lose. "I'm going to call you Israel." What does Israel mean? God prevails. My name was deceiver. My new name is, you are in charge here. My new name is, God runs the show. God prevails. My new name is, you win, I lose. My new name is, you're in control, I'm not. My new name is, depend on the divine, not on the human. My new name is, I am insufficient and you are my sufficiency. You know, people who may change their name because something new happened into their life and they don't want to be related to the old life, so they'll go change their name. Women change their name because they don't want to be married to that man no more. So they want to change their name. It means you want to move into a new reality when you change your name. God says, "I got a new reality for you, Jacob." And that new reality is you're going to experience what it looks like when I run the show in your life. God prevails. You're going to experience what it looks like when I show up to turn something around, because it's God's prevail. You won't have to live your life with trickery anymore. You won't have to be a deceiver anymore. You won't have to try to fix it yourself anymore, because I'm going to change your name. In order to experience God, he will strip you of your name in order for you to know that God prevails, that the spiritual trumps the physical, and that you and I are not sufficient within ourselves. David says in Psalm 119, verse 71, it was good that I was afflicted so that I might learn your ways. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, we experienced dying, he says, so that Christ would be formed in us. So God beat me down in order to raise me up. So when God puts you in a situation that is outside of your control, you are isolated because there's no human solution. Don't think that's just a situation. Understand that God is using the physical to break through to the spiritual. Verse 29. Then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. You asked me my name. Tell me your name. Listen to the man's response. But he said, why is it that you ask me my name? Wait a minute. You asked me my name. I told you my name. My name is a trickster. Now tell me your name. The man says, why are you asking me my name? Translation, you can't be that dumb. It ought to be clear to you. I took my finger and I dislocated your hip. You didn't ask me to bless you. And when I gave you your name, it included my name. So if you put two and two together, it ain't that hard and it's not that deep. I came looking like a man, but the way I've been dealing with you all night long, you ought to know who you're dealing with. See, a lot of us get like Marvin Gaye. What's going on? God says, you ought to know by now. Everything you done tried, I done blocked. Every contact you made, I done stopped. Every time you think you don't have any more debts, I let something else break down. You ought to know my name by now. It ought to be clear who you're dealing with. So Jacob named the place, verse 30, Peniel, for he said, I have seen God. He knew his name now. I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved, because he could have killed me. See, if you only knew what God could do, that he didn't do, doesn't do, some of us should be dead right now. But because of the goodness, grace, and favor of God, he brought you out, brought you through when you were thinking you were going to lose your mind. He said, I've seen God face to face, and I'm alive to talk about it. So if you're still here, he ain't finished. Let's bring it to a close. Here's where it gets good. Now, the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Penuel, and he was limping on his thigh. Ooh. Jacob would have come on the stage, he'd be limping. You say, but maybe if you called him out now, it would be healed. Not according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. Because Hebrews 11, verse 21 says that when he blessed his grandchildren, in order to bring them blessing, he had to lean on his staff. So years later, he's still limping. Years later, he's still limping. So if Jacob came on the stage today and you say, why are you limping? Jacob would have to say, I'm limping because I've been blessed. I'm limping because I've been blessed. Because a few years ago, I was independent. I was self-sufficient. I made it happen all by myself. But then God broke me down. He separated my socket. And every time I get up and try to go somewhere, I'm reminded about my weakness. I'm reminded about my dependency. I'm reminded that I can't make it without him. Every step I take, every move I make, God is reminding me, you better not get the big head, boy, because you do have another hip. I can't dislocate another one if I have to. So you better remember you are totally dependent on me. And he says, and I've been blessed. But what was the blessing? When he said, I want to be blessed, he wasn't talking about something general. He was talking about verse 13 where he says, you promised that you would make of me a great name and you would give me a great land. You see, your blessing is something God has already planned to do in the past that he's not free to do yet because you are not broke down far enough for him to be free to do it. So the blessing is not something new. It's something old that becomes new to you when you are made ready to receive it. So some of us in here need to start limping and say, God, I'm going to break my own socket so you don't have to break my socket so that I can be totally dependent on you.
The first and most important place we need to recognize our dependence on God is when it comes to our sin. The Bible makes it clear that none of us is good enough or pure enough to make it to heaven on our own, and that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the only way to bridge the gap between human failure and divine forgiveness. If you've never made that connection, visit TonyEvans.org today. Click on the menu at the top and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know about what it means to be a real Christian and how to start a brand new life. That's TonyEvans.org, where you can get the latest on Tony's ministry and resources, sign up for his free email devotional, and follow along with him as we read through the Bible together on social media this year. This week, we're focusing on Matthew chapter 6. Also, while you're there, don't miss out on your last chance to take advantage of our current double offer, Tony's brand new CD collection, Divine Encounters, plus his son Anthony's inspiring worship CD, Altered. Both yours with our thanks for any donation you make to keep this listener-supported program coming your way. Again, this special offer ends today, so visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 before time runs out. That's 1-800-800-3222. What's the point in wanting more when we don't appreciate what we already have? Dr. Evans will answer that question tomorrow as he begins a new series on how we can become the very best versions of ourselves. Right now, though, he's back with a final illustration about the benefits of being broken.
No, in closing, if you remember years ago when you were growing up, they used to have them piggy banks. They used to have them piggy banks with a little slit at the top, and you would put your coins in the piggy bank to save your money. When it was time to get your money, you shook the piggy bank. You took the pig, you turned it upside down, and you shook it. Now, the reason you shook it was because there was something valuable on the inside that you wanted to come to the outside. And so you shook it. The harder it was to come out, the harder you shook it. Because you wanted the money, but it was stuck on the inside, and you needed it on the outside, so you shook it. After a while, you got tired of shaking it, because it wasn't coming out like you wanted to. So you went and got a hammer, and you took the hammer, and you broke the piggy bank, because you got tired that it wasn't responding to the shaking. God will start by shaking you because there's something valuable in you. But if you don't respond to the shaking, he goes to get a hammer because he got to break you in order to get all the good stuff in you to come out for your good and his glory. So somebody ought to praise him that he's a God who breaks us in order to make us.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.